The neurosymbolic quest for the perfect limerick. I have been evaluating somewhat advanced symbolic programming to great success. It is indeed the harness for today's AI. Your challenge is to write out the words in text and then ask AI to create them in a web page, a perfectly good programming environment. The major AI services allow you to make HTML apps in their side panes, and that is an underestimated power. You must first saturate that space. That is the molten iron core of strong web applications. When your app is browser first, sometimes called local first, then you just have to sync your browser data with a server. You just use a generic key-value database, and your keys are generated by your world so they can be restructured perfectly. You get to ask your AI to evaluate your symbolic objects and evolve them so that they work better and wiser, so that things learn from experience and history. This process enables introspection and evolution inside your text-based code world. This is very powerful. They grow, they change, they adapt. I am still stuck in the old ways. I create visual programs with graphs and widgets. In my programming, you drag user interface components around, and there is no end to little, somewhat annoying details. Text adventure worlds allow you to move faster. User interface worlds instantly weigh you down with legacy issues that you have to keep track of. I can't iterate as fast as you with your multi-user dungeon text adventure games. But we want the same thing. Escape. We want local AI because we all suspect it's better than the services we pay for. Because what a silly idea it is to take all your customers and put them on a limited number of servers. Come on. When you have your own computer, you have all the power of AI to yourself. To enhance its knowledge, you just need a powerful harness. Virtual agents collaborating on one task at a time. This means many perspectives that refine, upgrade, and evolve a piece of text or code. Multiple agent perspectives focused on one thing will strengthen it. And beyond anything any one large language model can do without the use of multiple agents. This weekend, in one of my symbolic programming projects, I was in an automated and very coherent world where I picked up an intelligent agent that could switch light and dark modes, and put it in my inventory, just so I could place her in another room. And then I told one of the world-leading AIs to convert her talent of switching web page modes into a skill that she originally carries, a skill that can now be duplicated and thus shared between agents. This is symbolic programming. This is powerful. This is 1971 AI technology, but reborn again in the age of large language models. In my other symbolic program, I added a goal-based Docker server. I am now able to enter a room and flip a light switch to turn on or off a server. The goal system is literally a light switch You just say started or stopped, and the AI beneath, the old school kind, seeks different actions to get there. The old AI plan how to get from one point to another and can recover from errors. They should never be avoided in the age of large language machines. The power, you will discover, is not in large language models or symbolic programming alone. It's in both of them put together. It is in neurosymbolic programming. Seeing a workflow that creates and shapes and publishes one of my poems serving 40 steps really puts things in perspective. But today, with the Docker goals, I flipped a switch to turn on AI and then pressed a button for a series of limericks. The server address of the AI I started was stored in the user's inventory. And an AI content generator action used that to connect with an AI and generate content. This actually worked. But yes, this is not an app. This is a long boat in the jungle of complexity. But boy, oh boy, is it sturdy. This program can automate an entire laboratory button click at a time, documenting procedures and performing system tasks that you simply learn to ignore because they are just too hard to do by hand. From what I can see here, it wasn't Windows or emails or even browsing the internet that was the big deal. It was the wizards, the forms that could take us across complexity. In the future, I would like to create one workflow where AI chooses an animal by itself and writes a small limerick, saving the appearance of the animal into the inventory next to the poem. And as I click through the next steps, different AIs start and stop at home to conserve memory, helping clean up my audio recording, generate a picture of that animal, and letting me choose from different video generator technologies, also local, to make the face appear to move or speak or perfectly synchronize the lips, which is now also possible. This is a massive challenge, 50 steps across a map that feels like a game. Programmers would say, oh yeah, I can do this, but they can't. It's an illusion. I can see how far up you must be to manage the whole thing and ensure that all the AI components run together, including the 1971 one that automatically recovers from server errors. Just from this process alone, just from seeing what I can do here, I can tell you right now, local AI is more powerful than what we pay for. Begin mastering symbolic artificial intelligence programming to control your large language model agents and help them refine their creations. Move towards neurosymbolic programming, because it will always defeat large language models. It may just be that superintelligence actually demands local AI selections that match your unique needs. The monthly models that we pay for are good for study, but compared to what we can run locally, they will eventually turn out to be weak and limited. Neurosymbolic programming. Get to it. There are massive breakthroughs to be made here.